You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network, the home of more talk now. Sitting in for Steve today is Scott Bertram.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to...
And a happy birthday wish to Dionne Warwick. She's 78 years old today. Do you know the way to San Jose? Then came You, big hit in the U.S. That's What Friends Are For in the 80s as well. Dionne Warwick turning 78 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, much more. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. Find our next guest on his website, Bruce L. Hartman.com. He's the author of Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. And Dr. Bruce Hartman joins us now on the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Hartman, how are you?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. So Bruce L. Hartman.com, that's the website. People can find the books and other things that you've written about. But this book is particularly applicable here, I think, in the Christmas season.
It definitely is. It's a different view of life, and as we connect it to Christmas, you know, what is really Jesus' wish for us on Christmas? And it's to give, not to receive. And it's to think about our time with our families and our friends, and to create those lasting, long-term relationships that help other people and create a better sense of purpose in our lives.
Now, the subhead on the book, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World, some people might look at that on its face and say that's just not possible, right? with the demands of the business world, the profit-centered motives of many companies, is it difficult to sort of take those lessons and intertwine them with what happens in the world of business?
It is. The simple lesson is, Jesus was a business person. He was a carpenter, and he worked in the first century prior to his pre-mission on Earth. But the single characteristic that we should all remember about Jesus and his values for the business people is to think long-term, not short-term. It is in those short-term decisions that we make decisions about profit that aren't good for our neighbor, that aren't good for our business, and they're certainly not good for our souls. But when we make longer-term business decisions, that is to be kind and fair and reasonable with our customers and the people that we buy from and the people that we employ, that's really the big difference between bringing Jesus in the workplace and not having Jesus in the workplace.
So what are some of these lessons from the gospel that are perhaps most easily integrated into the business world?
Well, you know, as an employer and as an employee, it's always to do what's right and what your boss is looking for from you, whoever your boss may be. Jesus says in the Bible, I can only do what I see the Father doing. And that is about as powerful a statement as any person can carry forward with them into the business world and into their workplace. We should only do those things that, if we work for a reputable business, that business wants us to do. We shouldn't be one of self-interest or ambition or promotions or pride or earning more money. The best career is the one that's built off of doing what you see the Father do and doing what your employer wants you to do.
Dr. Bruce L. Hartman with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. His website is BruceLHartman.com. The book is Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. I mentioned earlier, it's interesting to think about this during the Christmas season when it's the season of giving, but I think so many of us feel this enormous amount of stress around the holiday season, not just, you know, gift giving and shopping and getting the house clean and preparing for visitors. There's a whole lot of things happening in this month that sort of just distract us from what we should be focusing on.
Yeah, the two things that distract us, you know, the first is the need to make sure we get everything done. And sometimes the everything that we have to get done isn't really the right direction. And the second thing that hurts us is consumerism. You know, we're bombarded, whether we go on the internet or we watch TV or we listen to the radio, we have to buy this, we have to buy that. But Christmas is different. Christmas is a time for family and friends and taking care of those that we need. It's not a time to be receiving, it's a time to be giving. And there's a lot of things that we can do to make the Christmas season more joyful. For instance, make sure you go to church on Christmas Eve and you'll go to the candlelight service and listen to the soulful music of Silent Night. Well, perhaps you visit somebody in a nursing home. There are plenty of people that are lonely and have been put aside by society that are sitting there wondering, what about their Christmas? So Christmas is as much for me about giving as it is about receiving and buying.
And I know it's extremely cliche, Dr. Hartman, but I have found it very useful to quite literally slow down. Just slow down and appreciate and take things in, and that just makes everything more enjoyable.
Yeah, that's a really good point. A way to reduce stress is always slow your gait, slow what you're thinking about, and sit back and enjoy. And one of the great ways you can do that is take time aside, perhaps with your family, perhaps with friends, and watch one of the old-fashioned Christmas movies. There's a number of them, A Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, certainly Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol. And those are ways of kind of just reaffirming your values, your personal values, as well as giving you some time off.
And we got about a minute or so left, Dr. Hartman, back to the book Jesus and Company. Talk about taking these gospel lessons, applying them in the business world. Have you seen good examples of business leaders who do this sort of thing in today's world?
Oh, yes, there's plenty of them. And, you know, that's one of the big misconceptions, is that a business and Jesus are not compatible. Here's a small example for you. Chick-fil-A versus McDonald's. Now, both are great companies, great executives, and wonderful people that run them. But Chick-fil-A works six out of the 7 days. They take the Sabbath off. And all of their numbers, when you look at their per-store numbers and profits and customers and sales versus McDonald's, Chick-fil-A far exceeds them. So here's a business that gives themselves a one-day penalty and actually performs better. The reason? Because it's a sustainable business formula of being kind, being nice, and being Christian towards their customers.
Dr. Bruce L. Hartman, the book Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. You can find more at his website, brucelhartman.com. Bruce, thanks so much for joining the Steve Gruber Show.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, maybe more, depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on MichiganConstruction.com. And remember, there are great training programs available too. SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low in store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.